I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You think you've experienced bad customer service? Try going to Belgium. Many Belgians say when it comes to customer service, their country ranks among the worst in Europe. But now there's a new television program that's taking on some of the biggest offenders, and it's giving Belgians a taste of what it means to stand up for themselves. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Belgium.
That's the theme music for Basta, or Enough. Basta is part 60 Minutes, part The Daily Show, and part Punk'd. And it's made by four self-described young, stupid guys who got their start as a comedy sketch group. Yelle de Bulle is one of them.
I think we're a goody-two-shoes country, really. during history, we've always been conquered by the Spanish, by the French, by the Austrians, by everybody. So the only thing we do is we just mumble and be a little mad about it, but that's the only thing we do. I think we're good people, and we don't really fight the system. We never do. We just go inside, sit in our living room and just be mad about it.
So how does Basta try to get Belgians off their couches?
We inject it with a little humor, and we don't try to be too political about it either, and that's the reason I think so many people can appreciate it. It's better just to put a little sugar on the spoon to make the syrup taste better.
Case in point, when the Basta boys wanted to expose cell phone company Mobistar's horrible customer service, they hid in a large shipping container. They then had the container plunked down right in front of Mobistar's executive parking lot, blocking the entrance. Mobistar's security guard called the number on the outside of the shipping container, which rang straight through to the Basta team inside, on camera. Posing as customer service reps from the container company, the Basta team gives the security guard a Mobistar-style runaround. They pass him from person to person, putting him on hold, making him repeat his story for 3 hours.
Mathieu van Security Mobistar. Hallo.
Al onze operatoren zijn momenteel in gesprek.
That segment was so popular that it's been translated into several languages on YouTube. And Mathieu, the security guard, ended up becoming kind of a folk hero. Stuart Shelley really enjoyed the video. Shelley's been living in Belgium for nearly 4 years. He says that while you can get bad service anywhere, his experiences in Belgium have been especially trying, so much so that Shelley's been documenting the worst of it on his Facebook page.
You get a kind of fatalistic attitude from people who kind of go, oh, yeah, well, that's the way it is, huh? what can you do, huh? I mean, really, this is where the fatalism starts to sink in and you start to feel you're going native because you just think, oh, I can't counter this.
But Basta may be busting through that fatalism. Even though Mobistar has yet to respond, Basta has had an impact somewhere else. Early in the series, Basta went after fraudulent TV game shows. The broadcast brought quick results.
The impact was huge, and the impact was very radical. Within 24 hours, the management of the commercial broadcaster decided to stop the game show.
That's Fons van Dijk, a business columnist for De Standard newspaper. He says Basta's success may make it harder for the guys to operate in the future.
They have now turned into a brand themselves, so they will be watched by the media themselves in the first place on how they proceed further in the future.
Basta has just ended its first 6-episode run. Yelle de Bulle says they're wondering whether they can pull off a second series.
Because many people will know us, and if we come to a firm saying, hi, here we are, I think they'll just shut the doors and we don't have a film. So I think it'll get harder, but of course there's always enough targets.
De Bulle, only half-jokingly, notes that one of those targets might be the Belgian government itself. After all, he says, the country's been without a government for more than 250 days. Why not, he says, give voters the chance to punk the politicians who can't seem to get their own act together. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.
The Basta prank on the Belgian cell phone company is all on video. It's pretty hysterical, and you can watch it at theworld.org.